The opening verse of the hymn, "Here, O my Lord, I see Thee face to face." I want to see the Lord today. I want to see Him at the table. I want to see Him one day when we go to glory. And we mentioned the verse earlier in Revelation 22 and verse 4, "They shall see His face." What a wonderful verse that is. The seeing of the face of Jesus must commence here on earth if it's going to continue then in heaven. There is a view of the Lord that saves us. There's a saving faith, a saving view of Jesus Christ. He says, "Look unto me and be ye saved. Behold the Lamb of God." Look to the Lamb of God, said John the Baptist, "that taketh away the sin of the world." And our prayer is ever we would see Jesus. Amen. We want to see Him. Mm-hmm. And we must see Him on earth if that's going to continue in glory. The seeing of the face of Jesus should continue in the Christian life, in our journey with the Lord, if it is to be well with us in time. Looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so there is that first look that brings us to Christ, that look to Calvary, that saving look. But then every day, as believers, we need to contemplate our blessed Savior. We need to look to Him, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Some people get their eyes on their situation. And when you do that, you'll be like Peter, who sank. When he looked around him in the water, got his eye on the wind that was boisterous, he began to sink. And we get our eyes on our circumstances, we'll sink too. If our eyes are on our circumstances, they're not on the Lord. And some people get their eye on secular things, and that becomes all-consuming, and they're taken up with the things of this life. But we need to get our eyes on the Lord. And sadly, for some Christians, they get their eyes on sin, lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. And that ends in disaster and backsliding, deep backsliding for that matter. We need to see Jesus. We need to see Him in the first place in salvation. And then we need to see Him every day of our lives, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And the seeing of the face of Jesus will climax in the experience of all of God's people in the great eternity. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Things will be clear then. Our view is misty and cloudy. Don't always see aright. We don't always see clearly. It's just like a mist in front of our eyes. But one day we're going to see, and we're going to see clearly. And thank God we're going to see the Savior. We're going to see Him as He is. The psalmist said, "As for me, I will behold Thy face in righteousness." We look forward to the day when we shall see the Lord face to face in glory. May the Lord give us that excitement. And we are partaking of the emblems today of the Lord's table. We're doing it till Jesus comes. That's what He's commanded us. Till He comes again. And one day He will come. And He will receive us unto Himself. And we shall be with Him forevermore. We're going to bow together in prayer. And one of our brethren will lead us in thanksgiving for the bread, this emblem before us that speaks of the body of Christ, the body that was broken for us. We're led to the cross, and our Savior has commanded us to remember Him in this way. And so we're thinking of the body of Christ that was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, that very body upon which our sins were laid. May God give us sweet thoughts of the Savior as we bow together in prayer.